Self and family are two of the aspects of the discipleship path that occur largely within your own home. By starting with prioritizing yourself and your relationship with God, you ensure that you are able to pour into your family and eventually the outside world, leveraging the best aspects of what God has given you. Welcome to the Altered Call Podcast. My name is Alex Bilashevsky. I want to thank you for joining me on these introductory episodes. I hope that you enjoy this overview of the material coming soon. I cannot say this often enough. If you are not in a healthy place while trying to raise your kids, something else will sneak in to do the job. By prioritizing yourself, you will ensure that those around you are provided for optimally. So what does it look like to prioritize yourself? I'm not saying that you need to pamper your every desire or that you need to indulge in things that are harmful to the people around you. What do you need? You need rest. Call it a Sabbath. You need to have a healthy relationship with God, usually through spiritual practices. And you need to take care of your mind and your body. Beyond that, you get to choose if you have the capacity to continue down the road of self-improvement, or you have the option to move on to higher things. But either way, you need to establish a sustainable rhythm that will serve the rest of the activities that you're called to engage in. Don't fall into the trap that you are too busy to take care of yourself. That is pride speaking. It will put stress on everything in your life, and eventually you will either collapse from exhaustion or the other areas of your life will collapse around you. Likewise, being too indulgent in the self will cause you to be ineffective in the world. Family is where things get much more complicated because now not only are you taking care of yourself, but now you need to take care of each level of self for each member of your family. Call it being a spiritual leader or just being a good father and husband, but I would argue that the health of your home should be something that you task yourself with. Does your family have a relationship with God? Do you attend church regularly? Pray regularly? How is everyone's physical health? Do you spend time relationally with each other? How often do you date your wife? Are you even qualified to help with any of this? Your spouse and older children will be able to handle a lot of these things on their own, but they need you to set a good example. And let's be honest, if you have younger kids, you will be doing all of these things for them. That's just part of the job. Ultimately, guiding and stewarding your home is a lot of work, but if we can't get that right, how can we hope to be fruitful outside of the home? I have a friend that, when I provided him with this framework, was convinced that he just didn't have time for any of it. He said that the most refreshing thing that he could do for himself was go for a hike in the mountains. But ultimately, he has four kids, and getting that much time to himself felt more like a burden for his wife than a blessing for anyone else. I asked if he could take the kids with him. He said no. Two of them hate the experience of hiking and would make it miserable for everyone else. I said, okay, can you take the two kids that would enjoy it? It would be refreshing for you, bonding for the two of them, and your wife could easily take care of the other two while you're gone. Now, I will freely admit that it's not the cleanest solution. But if we start to think about these things in a serious way, we can find a balance that works for everyone. None of this is easy, and honestly, you may need to rearrange large portions of your life to find a balance that works. The good news is that you don't have to do it all right away. You have some time to figure it out. Play with some things, see what works, see what doesn't. But once you find a structure to your home, you will be well equipped to begin impacting the world outside of it. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Altered Call Podcast. I would love to hear from you. Please leave a review or find links to what I'm doing in the show notes.